Hitting the tape many times. It was Sunday afternoon. George Brett was at bat. He came up with his bat covered with pine tar. None of us know exactly how much, because that is in question, and he hit a home run. Little Billy Martin came out and disagreed, saying, but it's moved too far up on the bat.
That's right.
He won, and Billy described it as a lovely Sunday afternoon, walked away, clean hands, and we leave it to Warner Wolf to figure out what happened.
Well, he's got a case, because the rule is clear. Rule 1.10b says you can't have more than 18 inches of pine tar. So that's it. From the handle to this point, that's it. You're allowed up to there. Past that, no good. So that's the way it is. All right. You've seen it many times. In case you were out of the country, however, let's go to the videotape. Sunday, 4-3 Yanks, two outs, top of the ninth, one on, Gossage facing Brett. Boom, there it goes. Home run, 5-4, Kansas City, right? Wrong, because Billy Martin comes out, tells the home plate umpire, Tim McClellan, that Brett had more than 18 inches of pine tar on the bat. Since the umps don't have a ruler, they put the bat on home plate, which is 17 inches wide, and they saw the pine tar exceeded the 18-inch limit. So umpire McClellan then tells Brett the home run doesn't count. He's out, and the game is over. Brett, as you can see, calmly takes the decision in stride, and actually Brett should be thankful that Joe Brinkman had him by a stranglehold here, because Brett may have been fined or suspended, depending what he did after that. Now, why do they have such a rule, you ask? The league feels, since you're not supposed to have a foreign substance on the ball, then you're not supposed to have a foreign substance on the bat. Simple as that. They don't want a dirty ball. Not much of a rule, in all honesty, right? Now, keep in mind, if the umpire sees the pine tar first, he can tell the batter that before he even bats. Go get another bat or wipe it clean. In this case, apparently the ump didn't see it. However, the Yanks say they noticed it 2 weeks ago in Kansas City, but didn't say anything until waiting for an opportune time, which was Sunday when Brett hit the home run. In other words, if Brett had struck out, nobody would have said anything. Now, the Royals are protesting the decision, saying the umps misinterpreted Rule 423, which, among other things, says the use of the pine tar shall not be considered doctoring the bat. Before last night's game in Kansas City, Brett explained his side of the issue.
It's impossible for them, and someone said, you know, they might, your pine tar is up too high. Well, I've used the bat for so long, and I've got broken bats above my locker whose pine tar is maybe 18 and a half inches or 19 inches over the limit, or, you know, 1 inch over the limit. No one's ever said a damn word. If that was the case, then right now my career average would be 200, and I'd have maybe 30 career hits.
All right, American League President Lee McPhail may have a problem here, because there are two precedents, not one, but two. In July of 1975, in a game against Minnesota, Thurman Munts of the Yanks got a base hit in the first inning. Frank Quillacy, Twins manager, came out, said too much pine tar. Umpire Art France says, you're right. Munson, you are out. The base hit doesn't count. Yanks never protested because they won the game. However, 2 months later, in September of 1975, John Mayberry, Kansas City, hit two home runs. The Angels protested pine tar. The same Lee McPhail ruled that the home runs counted because the pine tar didn't have anything to do with Mayberry hitting the home run. And that's what Kansas City is saying. Now, there were some changes made after the 75 season because of Mayberry's home runs. However, it's still not clear what those changes were. As of last night, the league was still going over it. So the question is, considering these new changes, does McPhail use the Mayberry case as precedent and the home run counts and Kansas City leads 5-4? Or does McPhail use the Munson case? Brett's home run does not count, and the Yankees win 4-3. That's the choice.
What happens if he does reverse it?
Good question, Bill. That's right. If he reverses it, this is interesting, because the Yanks and Kansas City don't play each other anymore. He would then have to fly Kansas City in the Yankee Stadium and play an inning and a third and pick it up with two outs, top of the ninth, 5-4 Kansas City. Depending, I would think, if there was a bearing on the pennant races at the end of the year. Personally, I would say if it involves pine tar, from now on, you've got to say something before the guy bats, only on a pine tar issue. Seems to me it's unfair that a guy does something and it doesn't count.
That settles the issue for me. Warner Wolf has spoken, and we'll be back.